Amen. That's our prayer this morning. Amen. I don't know where you're at in life, but I don't know if you say you've made it to the end and you're there. But yeah, exactly. We are not there. We have a lot to have God allow to work in our lives. And we constantly want to ask that question, Lord, please keep making me. And it's not even a question, right? Because we don't want it to be a question. We want to make a statement. Lord, please keep making me into whom you desire me to be. That's what we want him to do for us this morning. If you got your Bibles, let's go to 1 John chapter 3 this morning. We'll start at verse 11. 1 John chapter 3, we'll start at verse 11 this morning. Good stuff here today. Good stuff. We're going to read through 24 at the same time, verses 11 through 24. I tell you, I love that song that we just sang. Is Lord, please keep making me. But through the whole series of songs that the worship team has led us in this morning, if you were able to not just sing the song, but to read the words of the song, right? That there one thing needs to remain, right? And build your kingdom here. And we want God to do these things in our lives. And that's why we bring them into worship. Let's sing it. Let's let it internalize within us as we prepare for God's Word and allow ourselves to be open to what the Holy Spirit wants to do within us. Now, I know it's difficult to do. I mean, I'm not a buffet kind of guy. I don't care so much for buffets. I'm the outcast in my family. That's okay. I'll take that role acceptantly. I'll accept it, actually. So, going to a buffet, though, for those of you that like to go to a buffet. So, you go to a buffet. You go to your favorite place. You walk down all the choices of food that is at the buffet, right? And you walk down through there and you pick a little bit of this. Now, if you're really talented, you've managed to do that with one plate, all right? But if you're not, you've had to carry a couple plates with you down the line, okay? Now, you go through there and you pick out your favorite foods, plural, right? You're not going there for that one thing. But what if we came to you and they said, you know, today's opportunity, yes, it is a buffet, but we're only going to ask you to pick one thing on the buffet. One item off the buffet. Or if you're not a buffet person, you're like me, you want to go to a sit-down restaurant, you want to see the menu that they have. Hopefully it's just a few items. If it's a lot, they probably don't specialize in too much. But you want that one item. And they said, you know what? Here's the menu, but you get to pick one thing off the menu that you want. Now for me, it's dessert. I would skip everything else, go to the last page, pick out that one thing I wanted, and that's where I would be. But can you imagine? You see, I mean, how ridiculous would it be to go to a restaurant and they're going to say you can only pick one thing off the menu? One thing. Well, this morning we want to talk about one thing. One thing this morning. So if you got your Bibles open there at 1 John chapter 3, verse 11, let's read God's Word. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. Stop. Let's just stop. That's easy. We're talking about Cain and Abel, right? Referencing Cain and Abel. We're talking about murdering somebody. I don't think anybody in the room here is desiring to go do that. I think it's a pretty easy thing that we could not do, all right? So let's just stop there this morning. We could ask Darren and them to come up and sing again, and we could leave, and the day is over, and you're blessed, right? That's pretty easy. But we got to keep reading this morning. It's going to challenge us this morning as we keep reading in God's Word. It's going to challenge us to really look internally and see where we're at spiritually, and find this one thing this morning. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother, in need, but has no pity on him, How can the love of God be in him? Wow, wow, wow. Now we're really getting in the middle of everything, right? Now we're getting in the middle of possessions. How did he have to bring up possessions? I had a really hard time with allowing my kids to mow the lawn because I liked my lawnmower. I understand it may be strange to some of you, but I did the job like I wanted it to be done, and I didn't want anybody to use a lawnmower but me because I didn't want to break it. It's mine. So I hung on to it. I will tell you now that I don't have as much. I'm okay with that now. I let them mow the lawn. I've grown out of that idea, right? I think I've worn the motor out, and I'm just like, whatever. If it breaks, it breaks. But early on, I struggled with that. And you say, oh, isn't that kind of simple? Yeah, it is kind of simple. But it was my possession. It was mine. And I wasn't about to let somebody else take what is mine and potentially break it. Possessions. Really getting into us now. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. Whenever our hearts condemn us, This is then how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. Whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, receive from him anything we ask. Isn't that a good thing? Because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Those who obey his commands live in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. The message this morning, the scripture this morning, is speaking to you and I who at one day said, you know, we had a moment in life when we were going down our own path, right? We were just doing what we wanted to do and we were sitting like there's no tomorrow. And then all of a sudden we were awakened to the fact that, yes, we are sinning. And oh, by the way, what you're doing is against what God wants you to do. And we have that interaction. And we come face to face with the decision to follow Christ or to continue to go our own way. And we decided, hey, I'm going to follow Christ. And all of a sudden, man, we're up here on cloud nine and we're excited about that, right? We're all excited about doing that. And that's realizing that all of a sudden, everything that we have done that is a sin has been taken care of and it's gone and it's wiped away and it's clean. Patty, can I come sit by you for a second? Sure. I just want to ask you guys a question. So wasn't it cool when you got saved?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Wasn't it exciting?
Amazing.
I thought so too. I mean, I was just telling everybody at work, you know, all that happened and all the good stuff. And I think they saw something different. And people see the stuff different than you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't it be cool if we just did that and we decided to go home and just kind of sit back and watch TV and just kind of continue to live our own lives and as if it never happened? No. Did y'all hear that? Okay. No. Why? I'm not, that's a rhetorical question here this morning. But why is that? Why? It's safe. It's safe. The reason we don't is because there's something different in us. There's something that came within us that said, you know what? You can't sit down any longer and do nothing. Oh, by the way, if we think for one moment that because Jesus had nothing better to do than to go through Galilee and go through all these regions and heal people and provide for people and feed people, if we think he had nothing better to do, we're wrong. The fact is, and he did not have anything better to do than to go and do those things. You get it? It wasn't like he was bored one day and said, hey, you know, the cross looks really, really inviting. I think I would just love to go hang out with these people and let them abuse me. I think I could just really, really enjoy the fact is that just being in front of everybody on a cross, you know, I think that's just exciting. No. He did not wake up one day and decide to go put himself through all that. He did that for one simple reason. For one simple reason, and that was to be the sacrifice for all sin for all time. That is what he did. And that is for you and I this morning. If we have not, we need to. If we have not received that, listen, I cannot stress enough, your life will be different. It will be so much better than where you're living at today. And oh, by the way, a long life, you're going to get stung by a man of war stingray kind of thing out there in the water. It's okay. You know why it's okay? It's okay because we serve the one who made it. And we serve the one who made us. That is important for us to really grab a hold of this morning and recognize, retain, and internalize that this morning. If we're reading His Word this morning, yes, it's going to be hard. You know why it's going to be hard? Because we want control. I'm telling you this morning, this Word of God here that stands true, that I read, I believe, and I trust this morning, it will change your life forever. This is how we know what the love of Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for who? For who? Not for myself, but for my brothers and sisters in Christ. He's talking to us, the church, this morning. He's saying, hey, wait a minute here. What are you doing? There are tremendous opportunities. I love this church because there's tremendous opportunities that this church provides for us to do that very thing. Now, Pastor Xavier brought up a really good opportunity that's come to the church. Said, hey, I like what you're doing over here. I see something different. We need that here at Brookdale. Oh, okay. Let's go to Brookdale. We didn't have to knock on the door. They came asking. Oh, by the way, Hill heard about that. And what the possibility of you guys maybe coming over here? Listen, when we give God that one thing, that one thing turns into another thing, that another thing turns into another thing, and that thing turns into another thing, and all of a sudden you wake up 5-10 years down the road and you look where you're at today and you say, how'd I get here? How you got there is by saying yes, 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 yes to that one thing. That is how we get there. Story is that there was a man who was really interested in buying this house. The house was approximately 100 yards from the beach. Can you see it now? Sure makes you sleep better, right? So wake up. It's 100 yards from the beach. And this guy wanted this house so bad. So he goes to the owner and he says, you know, I really want this house and I'm going to offer you this much money. And the owner of the home says, I don't want to sell it for that much money. I don't want to sell it. So the guy kept coming back until finally the price got so ridiculous that the guy just couldn't turn it down. So he said, yes, I'll sell you the house. He said, but I got one clause in that. You see that nail above the door that goes into the house? I want to own that part right there. You can have everything else, but I want that part. The buyer says, man, I'm 100 yards from the beach. That's a beautiful home. Done. Sign the paperwork. Everything's taken care of. And after some time goes by, the person who sold the home, who owned the nail on the door, in front of the door entryway into the house, decided he put a carcass up there. Just an old carcass, animal carcass. Can you imagine what that probably does after a period of time? It began to stink. And after a while, the family just come in and like, what in the world? Who put What practical joke is this? We used to toilet paper trees, but we don't do that anymore. Now we're hanging carcasses on the door. Who did this? The seller of the home says, oh, by the way, I did that. You know why? Because that's my nail on the house. I can do with it what I want. Man, can you imagine how dejected the buyer was? And time went on. It's like, man, we just cannot stand it. The flies are horrible. The smell is just unbearable. At some point in time, they just said, forget it. We're leaving. We're done. And the guy gets the whole house back because the people just could not stand the smell, could not stand the stench of that carcass hanging on the nail in the entry of the house. Think, wow, how powerful is that? That one thing caused that family to walk away from the house that they so desired that they overpaid for it. But they didn't care. They walked away. That one thing. See, as we read Scripture here this morning, how are we to know? How do we know that we are believers in Jesus Christ? Let me tell you, the Scripture very clearly says this morning, very clearly says that if you love your brother and you obey his commands, he being God's commands, that is the evidence of love. But remember, the Scripture's talking about believers in Jesus Christ this morning. Wait a minute here, wait a minute. I just sat with Rick and Patty and we talked about that if we believed in Jesus Christ, wouldn't it be cool just to kind of hang out and move on? It's not. You can't do it. I can't do it. I would love to say that I'm going to go in retirement spiritually, but it's not. God is calling us to do something more, to be something more, so that He can continue to build His kingdom here with you and I. Right? I mean, it's not, folks. I wish I could just go ahead and ask them back there to put up on the projector here for you the five things it takes to become a Christian and to live eternally with Jesus Christ. 5 = 1, you're done. Happy life, good luck. We'll see you next year. That's not how it works, folks. We have to continue to allow Him to make us who we're going to be. And you say, well, how do I do that? Well, listen. If we're going to love our brothers and sisters in Christ, what does that look like? I don't know. Asking. I can't tell you how that's going to look like for you. But ask Him. Ask your Savior. He cares for you. He loves you where you're at. He wants to love you where you're going to go. But we have to say yes. I have found myself in recent days waking up in the morning simply saying, lying in bed before I roll out of bed, saying, yes, Lord, yes, your will. Yes, Lord, yes. You know why I do that lately? It's because I look at the day and I say, this day is really going to stink. It's really going to be a hard day. Because you know this person and that person, you know this situation and that situation, it's really going to stink today. Oh, okay. Then that's okay. No, it's not okay. I have to surrender my day to Him. I've got to give Him my day. I've got to say, you know what, Lord? Yes, to your will and to your way, this is your day. If I truly believe that this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. If that is in Scripture, it is. If it's in Scripture, then I should say it. I should believe it. I should live it. This church has lots of opportunities. So we got Serve Sunday. What's it going to cost you? Mainly going to cost you time. We got Vacation Bible School coming up. Needs help. What's it going to cost you? Mainly it's going to cost you time. Feed My Starving Children is coming up this Friday, by the way. 19. What's it going to cost you? It's going to cost you time. Oh, we have Hesed House that happens 4 or 5 times a year. What's it going to cost you? It's going to cost you time. We have mission trips that we have gone on and will be going on. What's that going to cost? It's primarily going to cost you time. How about if you want to lead worship up here, Darren? It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost Damien. It's going to cost the whole group something. It costs you time. By the way, back there in our technician department and our music department, it's going to cost you time. Our video department, it's going to cost you time. Oh, by the way, teaching caravans and running caravans and all that kind of stuff, it's going to cost you time. Last time I checked, you don't get a raise in time every year. Now, some time management people say, well, I can get you more time. That's fine. But you're still working with the same time that I'm working with. You've only got so much. That which we hang on to sometimes is time. That's very difficult to let go of. It's very difficult. You know why? Because it's all that we really can hang on to. It's difficult for me to let go of time. You're just as busy as I am. It's difficult to let go of time because we think that we are such great time managers that I know what my day needs to look like. And it does not include this, 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 and this because I don't have time. But I know you'll always be there. Reading my Bible. Taking time for prayer. Helping out at the church, wherever it needs to be helped out at or in. Time. He's calling you and I this morning to give up that one thing that we're hanging on to. Listen, once again, I can't look at you and say, yeah, it's this, it's that, it's this and that. I can't do that. That's between you and Him. This is your life. He is waiting on you and I to give up that one thing that we're hanging on so tight to that we don't allow Him to do something more than He's doing with us today. That's where we're at. And it's up to you and I to come to Him and say, you know what, Lord? That one thing that I'm hanging on to that keeps me where I'm at today spiritually, that keeps me where I'm at today in my spiritual walk with You, that I have to let go of in order for me to go to the next level that He wants me to do. Remember, what we do today by saying yes will look totally different in 5, 10, 15 years down the road. You're going to wake up one day, you're going to look back at your life, and you're going to say, wow, look what God has done. Or you're going to make that same comment and you're going to say, wow, look what I missed out on. But the choice is up to you and I whether we want to get in here, take a risk, and really be a risk taker, folks. Listen, it is not going to be all comfy and all just a pleasant ride. I can't just hang out with Rick and Patty and we'll just really enjoy the rest of our life in Christianity and God bless everybody else. I hope you make it. That's not, right? That's not, how ludicrous is that? We laugh at that, but sometimes we internalize that and we say, good luck. We don't say it with our tongue, but we say it with our actions when we walk away. Sorry to hear that, Ralph. I hope things get better. Be praying for you. See ya. That's not what the Christianity that God describes in the Bible for you and I to live, to be, and to do. That is not what He wants us to do this morning, folks. We have to wake up to the fact that it's going to cost us something. It's going to cost us time. It's going to cost us money. It's going to cost us energy. But let me tell you this morning, folks, that when the day comes, when He calls us home and He says, welcome home, my faithful son. Welcome home, my faithful daughter. Great things You have done. Here's your reward in heaven. Enjoy the rest of your life with Me. There is hope in that this morning. There is a lot that we are able to do if we say yes to that one thing. You may come up with a list of 5, 6, 7 things this morning, but let me tell you what, start out with 1. It'll take you to 2. It'll take you to 3. Don't make it difficult. Don't make it difficult. I know it's hard. I live it too. I hung on to my days, frustration, disappointment, anger, because things don't always go my way. But along the way, I'm so thankful that I look and I think, you know what, Lord? In the big scheme of things, what is it? What is it? And He reminds me. He reminds me that He loves me. He reminds me that He cares for me and He wants the best for me. And He wants the best for you this morning. But it's up to you to say yes in order for Him to give you the best that He has for you. It is up to you this morning. I'm going to ask the band to come up this morning and play that last song that we played right before the service opened. I want you to just listen to part of the song. You don't have to sing the whole song. I want you to stop and just listen. To let the Holy Spirit speak to you this morning. Let the Holy Spirit ask you, what is that one thing that I'm hanging on to that I can't seem to let go of? You will not be disappointed. You will not. You will. It may be a struggle. But when you let go of that one thing that's holding you back from breaking through something in life, let it be this morning that you claim today that that one thing you're going to let go of, and you're going to allow Him to do something miraculous in your life. And I can't tell you that tomorrow, all of a sudden, boom, this door opens up and all of you are doing this and doing that and you're raising people from the dead. No. Well, what I can tell you this morning is that one thing, that one simple thing this morning. Have I said that one thing? One thing? Because I think it's very important for us this morning to seek Him out and to give Him one thing this morning that's holding us back. And as we sing this morning, and you feel so impressed, and you want to come down to the altar and pray, Pastor Xavier's down front here. I'll pray with you this morning. Others can come and pray with you. But we really want to encourage you this morning through God's Word to stretch beyond where you're at today. To stretch beyond where you're at today. It's our choice this morning.